Hi everyone, welcome to Ramadan. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. Hope Ramadan is going on well for you as it is for us. On this episode, we talk about Ramadan, the dynamic of Ramadan in the northern household. You'd want to hear that even in Ramadan, Rashida didn't leave us. She went to the street. She dragged me to the street with her and we, of course, that said that one. Hope you enjoyed this one. Have a good one. Have a good Ramadan. Bye.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Assalamu alaikum. And I'm Milsis Ladu.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak, everyone. It's the first day of Ramadan.
It is. Well, I love it. Ramadan Mubarak.
Aye. Milsis, I want to start today's episode by ranting. Wait now,
no, I have something.
Give me 5 minutes of your time. Let me just rant before...
Ranting, first day of Ramadan, Rashida?
Even though.
Satan has been chained.
Wait now. That's what I want to say. It's what I want to say fast, so that I will move along from it. Let me just rant. 5 minutes. See.
No, we give you three. We cannot take five. Two, self. Round whatever you want to do in 2 minutes, please. We are in a holy month. We are in a spiritual month. Don't come and spoil it for us.
Let me just tell you. See, for the very first time in my life, you see, that's why they say, don't be telling people your plan. Don't be telling. That's how village people will come and deal with you. For the first time in my life, I am a woman leader. This Ramadan, I was prepared. I went, I did Ramadan decoration. I didn't even go all out. I just did little pieces here and there. I just, you know, just to indicate that Ramadan was coming. I was busy asking everybody, are you ready for Ramadan? Have you paid back your fast? I was, you know, I was anticipating.
Woman leader.
I was ready. Like, this is the first time that I am, like, I'm ready. Like, I was looking forward to everything. I did, like, a little surprise for the kids. They didn't know. Before they came back from school, I've arranged all the Ramadan. I was prepared. I did prep for, like, first few days of Ramadan. Like, I was... Ramadan, I was intentional. I slept early.
Intentional, yeah.
I was, you know, when you have something coming and you're waking up every, like, one hour.
You're eager, yes.
Like, checking your phone. I was checking my phone. I will sleep. I wake up. I'll check. It's 2 o'clock. I'll wake up. I'll sleep. It's 3 o'clock. I said, I'll wake up around three. I eventually woke up. I entered the toilet. I went to pee. I was ready to perform ablution. What will I see? My period came. I said, God. I said, it's village people. It's definitely village people. My enemies are at work here because...
Oh, my God. Rashida was really upset.
I messaged you, sis, in the middle of the night. I said, you, sis.
I said, I was about to take my sahur. My phone. I said, who is messaging me around this? What did I see, Rashida?
No, I was leaving.
You don't want to know what happened to me today. I said, I beg. Wait there, because in the middle of the night, I couldn't even guess what happened. Like, is it that she tried contacting me late at night? She couldn't get me, or what happened? Like, it didn't occur to me. This was one of the possibilities that this is what Rashida be calling me this early monitor. Like, as Muslims now, we believe in destiny, you know?
Yeah.
I said to Rashida, at least, you know, you get it over with the first 10 and you know you have the rest of the Ramadan. No, Rashida said, the team paid me.
You know, it paid me because, like, I was hoping maybe, like, one, I'll get the first, you know, the first
Now. But then, Rashida, of course, I know a lot of Muslim girl ladies have experienced this maybe once. You know, it's possible that you take the fast. It's 5 minutes to breaking the fast. Period will be like, lo and behold, sister, I'm here. And you didn't do it.
Oh,
it happens now.
It happens.
Sometimes you'll be like, you'll be having these cramps. You know, this thing is about to come. The moment it's about time for you to break your fast. Pam, period will say, I don't come. So, Kai, no, I prefer this one. Right from the beginning, Allah said, sister, just go and sleep. It's okay.
I just went.
You will not be part of those hours.
If your parent came today, just know that you are not alone, and I'm here. I'm living with you.
See your woman leader here.
I'm your woman leader. No, I wasn't happy. Like, I was really ready. Everything was set.
We're really looking forward to this Ramadan. Mm. It's good. I've seen that there's this new culture of like people getting ready for Ramadan, and I love it.
Yeah.
You see family, friends sharing tips, you know, sharing prayer points, you know,
sharing Ramadan
recipes, you know, like people are like engaged, and I love it. I always say that I told you, Rashid, that one of my best Ramadan in memory is last year. Like in my adult life, it's the best Ramadan I've had. So I'm hoping to top it this year.
Inshallah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So for last year's Ramadan, I could see my prayers being answered in real time. It was scary.
I can relate.
All the dedication. It's all the dedication. You were intentional about the prayer, like just what Rashida did, you know, the prep and everything.
No, I think my enemies that next time I'll go in secret, I'll go in silence. My enemies will
but
not
you
see me coming.
You know, they say move in silence.
I know. I even wrote on my status. On my status, I was giving update. You know what I even wrote? I said my plans for the last day before Ramadan, that was the 28th. I said my plans for the 28th is to eat everything eatable, and you know, I was giving update though, giving my plans.
Is it eating everything eatable? Yeah. I share you are going to eat on the first two.
I know. Oh, useless. But alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. But you know now, it's just that you're not fasting, but you can do every other thing.
Yeah.
You can do your zikr. You can read your Quran.
Of course.
You can share Quran tips. Instead of sharing that you are ready for Ramadan and you are going to eat all the
Leave me alone. That's not what I do.
We're giving you more than 5 minutes to run. So, Rashida, Allah knows best and is for the best.
It's
you're going to
best.
Have the best. We are going to have the best Ramadan, inshallah. May we be among those that we witness the night of decree, all the little deeds that are needed. May we be a part of those that will do them. May Allah answer our prayer, our family, our friends.
So inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Ramadan Mubarak to you once again, woman leader.
Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, what did you do this week?
Oh my God. What did I even do this week, Seth Rashida? You know, funny thing, I'm supposed to say I've been preparing for Ramadan, but...
Yeah, well, you were...
That should be the... Rashida, my Ramadan, I don't do all these things.
Don't stress.
When I'm fasting. You know how all people will be thinking of eating 10 different things?
Nah.
At iftar. No. Like, you are fasting. I'm fasting.
Because I get you.
So I keep everything simple. Okay, the only thing, what was it? Every Ramadan, my mom sends all these things for kunu and all that. And that I was looking forward to, even though I think I have last year's own remaining statues. But I'm going to make a little change. I make kunu nono. So I'll do that, but I'll do more of mor'am. It's also kunu with nono. If you're from the northeast, you know, you should know mor'am. Then what? Is it the akara? I'll be making more of fruit salads
and salads.
So you see, this is not something that I should be bothering myself.
Nah.
It's something that I'll get the
it's
day
easy
that
peasy.
I'm making, you know. Thank you very much. So usually when I'm breaking my fast, it's tea. I make all these spice tea, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a sandwich. I won't eat anything, Rashida.
If people that you see prepping, and if it was only you, like you don't prep that much, what are you eating?
Unless I'm having guests,
right, for a long time. Yes, it's for guests.
If it's just within us family,
yeah,
I don't do much. Maybe I have pepper soup.
Okay,
then maybe yam and egg, tea and pap will mostly be there. Akara sandwich, these little things. But you know, Rashida, some people, if you don't make minimum of 5 things, dishes upon dishes.
I know
upon
what
dishes.
You mean. Yeah.
That thing is scary. I know. I never partook in it unless I'm having
something. I told myself is this year I'm not going to do a lot of food that will live in the fridge. bridge. We'll just do what we'll eat mm-hmm. that night and what we'll eat for Sahur. And that's it. We are not doing extra food to just keep in the fridge. And...
because the next day, you might not even take it. Your own is even worse because you are not living in Nigeria. So it's going to waste.
It is. I don't like what... Oh, if there's something mm-hmm. I don't like, it's wasting food. I really don't
I
like
I hate
it.
Wasting food.
Like, come and see me when I'm throwing away food. I'll be saying, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. While I'm throwing to the bin, I'm like, God, please forgive me.
Thank God we have the same thought about this. When I'm about to throw away food, I'm like, oh my God, some people are hungry. They're looking for something not up to this. And here I am throwing food.
It hurts me to my soul when I'm throwing away something that is bad. Like, oh God, how many things can you really eat? And there are no people to share
Thank
this
you. Food. Thank you. You know, Rashida, there's these cravings that we have whilst you're fasting. You think you can eat the world.
Mm.
Especially now with social media, people that will be sharing their meal prep, people like, I want to eat this. I want to eat that. Lie. It's a lie. How many stomachs do you have? I know for men, they can do that one.
They can. Yeah, God. That's it. That's what I was about to say. Rashida, like, if you're not the one preparing it, you can eat anything you want to eat. But
Rashida, even if you invite me for iftar, there's only so much I can eat. It's like my brain has accepted, okay, Ramadan mode, and it's really in Ramadan mode.
It's
in Ramadan mode. You see some men, they will eat, you know, that little food that you eat before you go for Maghrib prayer. Their own is not little. No. One bowl of kunu, that one is tasting. cold water. When they come back from the prayer now,
You think their tummy gets smaller? It gets bigger when it's Ramadan time. And I'm wondering
weight during Ramadan.
Yes.
Somebody will be lean pre-Ramadan. After Ramadan, you don't add weight, chubby. I said, did you fast? They say fasting, no, not feasting. I love what Mufti Meng does. You know, he preach about this. And for us Northern women, we know this, Rashida. We have different version of it.
Mm.
You might be growing up, if you don't have house help, your mother will be in the kitchen from 1 p.m.
from morning to
2
night.
P.m. if you lucky. In fact, she'll break her fast in the kitchen.
Did you see that viral video of that little boy? I'm sure it's an old video.
It's like every year it comes back. Like my mommy, I was I love this boy. He's fighting for his mother.
Yes, he said, "Who are you guys? That my mommy has been in the kitchen.
Can you go back to her house?"
He said, "Eat and leave. Go. My mommy is tired. People should just eat and leave." He said, "Who are you?" He said, "Who are you that my mommy has been?" Oh God, that video is so special.
That it's not supposed to be like that. Ramadan is for all Muslims, women and men.
Exactly.
To pray.
But you see, sometimes it's the women. I would not even say
they can overdo.
It's them.
Yes. They can overdo. Women leader. They are your people now. Women leader.
That is the time that they want to bring their chef.
Matan Kore.
It's not about the Matan Kore.
It's Matan Kore now. I will spend 5 hours. Different dishes. Do you know how many dishes I made for iftar? 6 different, 8. I need varieties.
Master chef in the building.
Auntie, but majority of them is not that one. They just have to, they grew up seeing their mothers doing the same thing. And of course, that's the natural thing.
Yeah.
But Rashida, before we go to the next thing, I need to drop this. There are some households that from first Ramadan till the end, there are different visitors.
Oh God.
Abba. No. It's quite unfair.
It's not quite unfair.
A lot of women feel this, but some they don't have the courage to say. They cannot even say.
Yeah.
Or some they even say it's like you are saying it to deaf ears. Him is trying to prove my house. They are breaking fast every year, every day.
Which one is there? Say I'm getting ladder. Even if she says it, they'll now use reverse psychology and tell you that you don't want the blessings of the month. That you know the blessings you get in the month of Ramadan. That you don't want.
In my own, Rashida. Let's say you are well to do and you can outsource this, because in Nigeria now I love what is happening. Rashida, if you want, eat day. If you want, you will not even own your gas. Will not put you on your gas.
Yeah.
Everything you can outsource it from the food, they'll fry you everything. They'll cook it for you. Bam, they'll bring it. You can outsource everything because there are different vendors, you know, you can check up the prices. And so if they were doing that, part of this meal, we're going to outsource it. You do maybe one, two, it's fine. I understand. At least you have time for yourself to pray and other things that you need to do during Ramadan to get the benefit of this month. Not from 1st till 29 or 30.
And let me tell you, you know, we are even talking about the men that suffer their wives to do this thing. Do you know there are some men that don't even want... See, I know somebody that does not want his wife to even enter the kitchen.
You see her?
I know there's somebody. The moment his wife is in the kitchen helping, he will come and call her. He will say, come back. Come and sit down. What? Like, I have all these people that I'm paying to come and and do this. Like, why do you need to be there? She has to be begging that I just want to supervise. And he's like, no. See, this one is not like they told me. I know it's my uncle.
I love it.
I know them. It's my uncle.
No, but then, Rashida, if you have the means, this money that you have is to make life easy for you. If you have the means, do it. You know me now. I'm a supporter of any type of enjoyment.
Yeah, you're even helping another person. Because this
Thank
is their job.
Much.
No, he doesn't like her in the kitchen.
You will not be tired, no fatigue. And always say this, see, poverty cannot make you even worship God well, sir. Yes. Imagine it's hot. You want to wake up for tahajjud, you cannot. When you do, you're trying to like round up the prayer because we want to suffocate.
Yeah.
Imagine where it's well ventilated.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature is okay.
I know.
Your room is smelling nice.
You're not thinking of anything.
No, it's already been taken care of.
Oh,
your prayer will be moving.
You believe those girls that used to say that they want to be like Odogu's wife, they want to be like Alhaji's wife. They just lock themselves in the room, do what they want to do. All they need to do is just dress up for their husbands, put perfume, and come out. Everything is taken care of.
You are praying. Even the prayer said be sweet. You don't want to conclude the prayer. You are in sujood, you are just going. You know the wicked ones, they say it's fresh food that they want in Saul.
Oh, please.
So you go and be pounding.
Let's not start. Yes, please. Can we talk about Can we talk about the good parts? Please don't stress me. I don't want
to
stress.
We need balance.
Let's talk about the enjoyment part.
You just dropped this, your auntie, that they're even forbidding her to go close to that kitchen.
I'm telling
you. But we have to say this one too. It's the reality. We cannot fight. There's nothing we can do about it. 3 o'clock, 4, your mates are there in Sujud.
She has to
wake kitchen,
up.
They turn food. They say, no, fresh food. Okay, you can make this sahur meal, right? And put it in the food flax.
Everybody will eat. Yeah.
Even my papa. Anyway, my papa is different. That's what they keep it there and you eat.
Yeah.
It. Which one is it? Say no. It's that moment.
No.
You have to turn it then, there and then. It's fresh food that I like. This person that is saying fresh food, even Indomie, you cannot prepare. You know.
Of course.
The moment they see you relax, you too, relaxing like every normal human being, something is wrong. You should be doing something. God forbid. Anyway, our prayers to the woman that will be spending all their time in the kitchen. I hope you are able to.
I don't want to make it. You know, sometimes when we talk, I don't want
these
us to.
These are another problems now. We have
these
to.
Are
no,
yeah, these are another it. Problem.
They
yeah,
are another problems.
I know it's another problem, right? But the thing is that we still have, like now, somebody is not going to see it from this perspective that we are talking about it, that it's stressful for the women and it's not allowing them to do the act of worship. You get some people, I will just look at it from the point of we are trying to show that we know more than those people that are doing it. This is what our mothers were doing at their marriage.
We know.
Last...
Yes. Actually, we know. I'm not even going to argue with them. We know more than them because we are not just speaking out of ignorance. We are Northerners. We lived it. But the difference between us and you people that we say that is we are not hypocrites, right? Mm-hmm. There are different versions of this and we've done the research. There's nowhere in Islam that says a woman should spend the whole day in the kitchen because they're trying to get reward. Why is it that the reward for women is hard labor? There are different ways of getting rewards in Ramadan that is not hard labor.
Yes, thank you.
It's ibadah period.
No, you know
why
that.
Why is it that your own reward has to be the hard one? But
yes.
Men reward has to be the soft life. Why? That... Why, sister? No, why do you choose the hard reward?
Men reward are not the
Allah
soft life now.
It's consistency that he loves, right? Mm. See, you are doing this yourself and you are despising the person that put you in that condition. So what's the point? If you like, you can keep saying, but I love it. Okay, sister, good. You that you love it, fine. We are talking about those that don't love it.
Us that don't love it.
I don't need to even say us. You already know I'm not part of those that love it. So
we are
speaking on behalf of those that don't love it.
Those of us that like no soft choice. Life. You people that like tougher life.
Yes. You see, even Allah says, pray for ease in every aspect of
Useless.
Your life.
But you know
so
that
the maker said I should pray for ease. Useless. One woman will now say, I'll prove my womanhood by loving hard labor.
You're supposed to ask me that,
one?
You're supposed to ask me that, you're in this abroad, I hope you are having the soft life because...
Rashida, you that you are in this abroad, are you having the soft life?
I'm not having any soft life. There's no soft life in abroad.
There are two things. We said something like, you have the opportunity to outsource this thing in Nigeria.
Yeah.
That's why I even said there are different vendors. Yeah. But we all know the abroad life. There is so much you can do. But then here, see, so was it two episodes back when we were discussing this? You said there's this woman that if she's cooking, the husband knows when she put cold water mid cooking.
That's what he told
That's
her.
That's what he told her. It's even a lie. Is you playing with her psyche? That one now, they don't need to tell us, say the woman should spend the whole day in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. You have the opportunity, you know, you could get all the help you want because by virtue of being in Nigeria, but you don't even get it. Even if it's no house help, some people get their cousins, their sisters to come and help out. Do you understand? At least you can get help in Nigeria. Somebody that is abroad, at least, is understandable. It's to some degree, it's understandable because you can get all these fresh things there too. Papa, 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 you finish.
Yeah, you can.
But
you can actually get prep.
If you want to show, say, you to now kitchen warrior, who knows? But
who
can
is
you tell
kitchen
us?
Kitchen warrior. Me, that I don't like it. I don't like kitchen, anything kitchen. I'm just waiting to make one bastard money so that I'll employ. Chef.
As in, I think the height of luxury, Rashida, and comfort is having a chef.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women, for us, it's not the cooking, no, it's thinking about what to cook that is stressing.
About what to cook, yeah.
So, you know, when you have a chef, private chef, they already know your meal preference, you know.
Yeah.
They will not curate.
That's where you will not get, you know that when you have a chef, that's where you will not be thinking, oh, I want to be on diet. My Chef Wale, can you please, I don't feel like
what's
eating.
The name of your chef?
Chef
Did you
Wale.
Say Wale?
Wale.
Wale.
Where Wale?
My chef's name would not be Wale.
No, you know, is it from Cotonou that they have good chefs? Chefs come from Cotonou.
Yeah. If they cook for you.
This is my chef is from, I've changed my mind. My chef is going to come from Cotonou. I'll say, I don't know their names now. Maybe I'll give him an English name. I'll say maybe Chef John. I'll say Chef
John.
Chef John. Today I don't feel like eating. I don't feel like doing chicken today. Can we do steak? I'll do steak and mashed potatoes and a bit of salad. Then freshly squeezed juice.
I wish people can see the way she's speaking. You people will laugh. She don't balance squeeze quint. Face. She's pointing to her imaginary chef, giving imaginary orders.
You know I love, but please, I would like some watermelon too. Yeah, some watermelon. I just want something light. I don't want anything heavy. You know I'm watching.
Something light.
Yeah, and I'll be going to the gym later in the evening, so I just want something that can easily digest. Thank you. That'll be all. Oh God. Allahumma amin.
I mean, because from your mouth to God is like Rashida, to me, that's the height of luxury.
Yes.
Comfort.
Yeah.
Just balance. Somebody is worrying about what you are going to eat and how you eat it. That's their problem.
I know. That's their problem.
Right. But you have all the money. It's just, I can't balance nothing.
It's only people that have money that used to think of gym, Pilates, I have a swimming section. We're going to play tennis. We are, you know, because you are not thinking of
you have to live an active
of mind.
Life. Yes. Yeah, you have to tap in those exercise minutes. You need to lock it in.
We need to work harder.
Your imaginary chef don't vanish.
It has vanished.
You know, Rashida, after you come back from the gym, your meal is being prepared. See, I always hammer on this point. Ambience on point. Atmosphere is smelling nice. You know.
Oh God.
Temperature.
Oh God.
It's the little things, so Rashida. It's not all the big
men are enjoying.
Of course not.
They bring the money. That's why when they bring the money, they expect, you know, this thing that we we are just saying now is the same thing for them. If they are able to bring the money for it, they are going to get all those things. Mm. So they are not worrying about all this, oh, what am I eating? There's a wife there doing it. If there's a chef.
So they are living the chef life.
They are living, yes. Thank you very much. You get it.
In essence, alhamdulillah. There's this salad, fruit salad that I want to make, Rashida. Ooh, I'm already imagining it.
Give us your recipe.
No. What? I hide my own. What? Yes. I'll send you in private. I'll DM you.
I tried. It didn't work.
But on a serious one, it's really easy. So you get your watermelon, your pineapple, apple, grapes, no oranges. So you chop everything. Remove all the seeds. It's simple. If you can get coconut flakes, point, sprinkle it, condensed milk, put some in there, mix. That coconut, if you can get fresh one, shred it. Fantastic. A1, foil, seal it, put it in the fridge. Rashida. Mix everything together. I think last Ramadan I posted it. It's sweet. So simple. Very nice. Yum. I love it. So instead of just cutting the fruit and you're eating it raw, you can actually do that, right? Because milk is good too.
Yep. You sis, I watched something.
What did you watch? Why are you screaming?
I watched something. Let me tell you about what I watched. This particular documentary, when I was in Australia, I had seen this. There's a program called 60 Minutes. And on this program, they have
We know 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes, different guests. It's an Australian program. They have core conversations.
There's 60 Minutes US.
There's 60 Minutes US, but that Australia one.
There's England. Yes. There's British.
I've seen that.
So every country have their own.
I don't miss that Australian one. So it's about this lady. It's called The Search for Instagram's Worst Con Artist, Bella Gibson. Bella Gibson, what she did was she created, this happened in 2010, 11, that time Instagram just came out, and this woman created a business using Instagram. She said she had terminal cancer of the brain. So what she did was she was able to use that to create a cookbook. She said she had cancer and that she was using natural remedy to cure her cancer. She had this community. She was going to the farm. She collaborated with Apple. She was everybody, every cancer patient was looking up to her. She said that they didn't want to go through conventional medicine. They wanted to go through natural medicine because look at this person that has terminal cancer. She's surviving. She's looking good. She's looking fresh. You could never tell that she had cancer. She had this community. Her Instagram was going. For you to collaborate with Apple, do you know what it means?
When you said Apple, I said
she was that big. All of a sudden, this guy that works in the media now saw the story, and his wife has cancer, and he's looking at his wife. His wife is dying, and look at you, that you say you have cancer, you're surviving, you're traveling, you have your house in the best. In fact, she was doing charity. She was just using all those people, and she had these followers. They were contributing money for her. To cut the long story short, she didn't have cancer.
Of course.
She was lying.
And she's a white lady.
She's a white lady. She's an Australian.
Of course. Now only them get that order.
It's just two episodes, but in these two episodes, they were able to tell how the reason why she did that.
Say mental issue.
Apart from mental issue, her mom.
Now only they get mental issue now.
Her mom was, she said her mom was sick. Her brother was autistic. She was just a liar. She was just lying, and it was flowing. It's as if her mom was moving a lot with her when she was young, and she was changing. She changed her name so many times, 2 to 3 times.
Would she change her name because they are moving?
I don't even know what happened.
Yeah. So the problem started from the mom. Why are you changing your kid's name because
the problem started exactly. So this thing affected her. So she was not able to fit into a society. She was trying to find herself. She had identity crisis. places. When they're telling her story, so she was using other people's story to project on herself. So in this community, there was a friend where she was in this skateboarding community, and there was a friend that died of brain cancer. So she adopted his story and made it her own. And she was able to sell it. She was able to get money out of it. She was able to use it as a business. If you check on Instagram, her page is there, but she has deleted everything. And she even published a book. The book was like a top brand. In fact, cancer patients were using, like one lady said, she was using her as, like her book was a Bible to her. She was doing all these meals. And if you check, and what happened is, if you check it, she wasn't doing a bad thing. It's just that she did not follow the right way to do it, because the book, all the foods were like beautiful. She was a good cook. She was talented.
You say she's not a good person. She was sick. Who will buy the book?
No,
she could have said she had close people that went through this journey and this is what she learned.
Yes, she could have been honest, but she wasn't honest in the sense that she was, I think she felt like, you know, people relate more when you're going through something. You cannot see another person's story. Why will I want to buy something from you when you have not lived it? She used psychology a lot in her dealings with people. She had studied people and she was good in like joining communities and knowing their stories and knowing what they were doing. She would just adopt their story. She quickly realized that if you don't tell people that you are into something, you are living it, they would not sympathize towards you.
Valid argument, but then would you say that you would not listen to a doctor because he hasn't gone through the same?
Thank you that you brought doctor reports.
They were asking consultants. Consult for all these big companies. They don't have a $1 million company, but they are consulting for multi-billion-dollar company. Will you say you not consult for me because he doesn't have? So that's not a valid argument.
The journalists that were talking during the documentary were saying that in the world of today's business, that she's like a very good business person. But it's just the way she used, because she conned a lot of people. She solicited money from different charities and she never paid them the money and stuff like that. Till today, she did not pay any money. And she wasn't sentenced.
Can you imagine?
I know, she wasn't sentenced.
It's the white privilege that we are talking about. Imagine if this was a black person. The story would be different.
It would have been
different. As a matter of fact, they'll be telling their stories behind bars. That's for sure. They have all the empathy and sympathy for white women or light-skinned women.
I was just looking at it. I was like, oh, wow.
But it's unfair. It is 419 now. She's a con artist. Yeah.
She's a con artist. She did it well for a long time. They said, are you a pathological liar? She said, no, she's not a pathological liar. It was a nice watch.
A pathological liar is not going to tell you now. You, from the outside, should identify a pathological liar.
Everything she was saying, nobody was believing her. Yeah, it was a good watch. Like, I was just looking at it. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, how was she able to do it? You know, this type of thing, you're achieving things. What you're doing is good on one hand. Because when they didn't know that it was like a con stuff, they were following it and it was working for them.
Yeah.
One of the cancer patients said that she was so tired of the medicine, the chemotherapy, and she was trying to convince her parents that she wants to go through natural things. That look at this lady, she's a survivor, she's doing it. It was even one of her friends that called her out.
It's really sick.
It is sick.
You know, benefiting from,
I don't even have vulnerable people.
There's no way you can switch it.
And the doctor said the illness that she said she had, that you can't even walk, you can't type. After everything else, she now said that the cancer is spreading to her bones, it's spreading to her lungs. She just created something, and that was how people started saying sorry. Oh, you're my hero. We love you. She was getting joy from this sympathy she was getting from people. People can be crazy. I was just thinking, like, how can you, like, oh my God.
It's awful. That's... But then, con artists or 419ers that we call them, it's like they don't have this emotion or remorse or
There was another one too I watched. I can't remember it right now. It was the same thing, but this one, she was dealing with all the celebrities. She was flying private jets. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast before. Top designers. She was places. It was the same thing, but this time around she was like in a celebrity world, not like, she wasn't using vulnerable people. So she studied the celebrity, she studied how like she could mingle with them. She was flying private jets, she was making friends with all these big names. She would go to hotels, she would say her card. It was almost the same thing. I'm like, oh, so people have mind. I mean, I can't.
That's it. You see some people do something and like This mind, is it that some people have two, three? Me, I have only one. Because in my wildest dream, I will not try this, you know.
I can't.
I will
I
never
can't
try
ever.
it.
I can't even think of it.
Or this funny thing that they always say on social media that me, I want to do this bad thing now, but I know if I try, God
They'll
will use
catch
me
you.
as an example. No, God will use me as an example.
They will definitely catch me. It's the day that I will do it that somebody will catch me.
But that God will use me as an example. Beware when God wants to use you as an example. Eh?
Is it not like all this Ponzi scheme where you're doing it? Everybody will be cashing out.
Everybody's cashing out.
the day you enter, it will crash. Shall we go on the streets?
Let's go on the streets.
I want to give you a man problem.
Even for Ramadan, Rashida, how about man?
It's been a while now. We haven't given man problem. We cannot only be solving women problem.
Okay.
This
Let's
man,
have it.
This man wrote in. The woman I married said if my hotel business folded, she would be very happy about it. I was already a hotel owner and into the business before we started dating. I dated my wife for 5 years, and throughout our 5 years of dating, we cohabited. We were both staying in my hotel. She was managing it with me and helping me out with the business before we got married last year. As God will have it, I opened another branch. This is where our problem started. I told her I don't want to see her at the hotel now that we are married, as it will chase customers from me. I don't want my friends that are married but normally come around with their girlfriends to feel uncomfortable because it is bad for business. That is why I said so. He didn't tell her that, but this was his reason of saying.
Oh. For the grandma, it's not bad business that she's there.
Yeah, she agreed to it, but I know she is still not happy about it because it causes problems for us once in a while. So this week, I was complaining to her about how my workers are all stealing from me, and now I really need to be around at night to monitor things.
Not really things.
If she will allow me to be sleeping at the hotel every night and coming back in the morning, that's when she opened her mouth and said, if my hotel business falls, she will be the happiest person. Why would she be praying such a bad prayer for me? She even said she meant what she said, that she will still say it again because my hotel has brought nothing but distance and problem to our marriage. Should I just send her away?
Should I send her away? See how easy. Did you see how easily he came to that conclusion or the question? So
yeah.
The solution is to send her away, not minding the problem, the because you know the women are disposable now.
Since she's the one causing asunder.
As she wants to put asunder, when you walk, Rashida, she can leave. But then he said they were together for 5 years before they got married and they were running the business together.
And they're running business.
Everything was going smoothly. When you married her, that's when she's supposed to be there, self, because
you
she has everything
now.
To
lose. You forgot something. For the business. He opened another branch.
He even opened another branch.
While they were managing the business, they are you see the problem. Two of them managing the business, they are forced to reckon with. It's them against the world. But no, now that things are moving forward for you, you want to now leave her. Any woman in her shoe will say the same thing because she's saying it out of anger. She's saying it out of anger.
I'm sure when he said he'll be sleeping in that hotel, she will like this one. You remember he said his friends used to bring their girlfriends.
He didn't tell her, but he thinks she doesn't know.
She will know now. She
knows.
Know.
She knows.
So now she'll be like, okay, this is what your friends are doing.
Of course.
Right? You want to you want to join them. If
Why
not,
does
will
want
sleeping,
to be sleeping in
the how
hotel?
Does sleeping in the hotel stop them from stealing? Not even putting CCTV camera or putting somebody in charge. How is sleeping in the hotel going to change anything? Or hiring a manager?
Why is he telling her not to even be
in the hotel? That is going to affect business.
Any woman
People
in
are
her
going to respect you when they see that it's you and your wife that are running this
you
hotel.
Sis.
It will even attract families to come and lodge in the hotel.
Oh God. You know what I just remembered when we were talking about this?
He's a bloody liar.
I just remembered something. I've been thinking about it and I've talked about it, but I still want to talk to you about it and I'm very angry at oh god how will I say this, your Senate president uses
please no
at this
I've
age
been following this news
and time
like the interviews, the Natasha's interview, I was live, you know, I told you I watched news.
Yeah, I understand.
We are in Ramadan, please.
I just remembered why we're talking about this. Like, you're the Senate president, you're the number three in the whole of Nigeria. That how can you allow allow such thing happen to you. I just saw, before we came on, I saw that his wife has sued Natasha of some millions of dollars. Like, why is the wife suing? Like, you mean you won't tell me that all these years you've been married?
Did you see the wife?
You see, okay, let's go back to what we are talking about. I just wanted to point that out.
When I said it, I said, wait, no. I said, no, she cannot be the wife.
She is the wife.
I said, no. Did you are talking about the money
I'm just embarrassed.
You know, secondhand embarrassment. Did you hear what she was saying?
Yes, it's like other people in the world, people are creating things, people are manufacturing things, are bringing innovations. Yes, it's why are we, how is our number three person in the whole of the country? Why are you talking about?
But this is not the first time now. They already know him with this behavior. NCDC, same thing. I think one of the directors, the married woman, she came out. She said she slapped him because he was making sexual advances towards her.
Like, why?
Right? The one that paid me is not even the wife, Senator. Instead of you to stand with Natasha, right? Yesterday, after Natasha's interview, she came to a radio news station and they had to, like, give her the audience. I said, let me even listen to this one. Because during Senator Natasha's interview, at the end of the interview, she mentioned something that she was really upset. That Senator Ireti, be a woman. See how
always us.
Same woman has been embarrassed as she has. Let me even listen to this one. Senator Natasha said Senator Ireti called her that she should withdraw that suit. Why is she doing that? I said, eh? So when she was having the interview, I was like, let me even listen to her part. Maybe she's going to say, Natasha did not even get what she was saying. She said the Senate is not a place for trivialities that you'll be fighting because of seat. I said that even she has had issues with, but she didn't confront him publicly, that her seat has been changed 4 times. It's privately that she has been confronted. I say, that there are 3 other women in the Senate. Them, they have not been sexually abused, but she's not saying what Natasha is a lie, but if she can prove it, fine. I say, she was not saying something like, and Natasha is like her daughter, she can give birth to her. You see the problem with Nigeria, both men and women. The men are seeing the Senate, the women Senate, like their wives, like this is their house. Remember the issue now, when they had the issue about the seat allocation, look at the way he was the taker out of the Senate. I said, look at this one. You are all Senates. They voted you as the Senate leader, but all of you, she's more Senate to me than you, because number one, he came through the court, he ran for president. Same him and Ahmed Lawan, the former Senate president, right? There are other people from their constituents. There are other people that are contested from their party, and they were the rightful candidate. No Nigerian judicial system. They had to change it to how he became the candidate, because the election ran at the same time. Do you understand? Yes. And there's a time period for you that you can acquire the ticket for this seat, and you can't run for 2 seats at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
For Senator Ahmed Lawan in Yobe, that's how they collected this ticket from somebody, Machina, and gave it to him. Same with, she was not saying that Natasha came. You know, Rashida, were you not in the news when Governor Yaya Bello was fighting Natasha? Almost she fight her more. He had to dig a hole on the road to her village so that people cannot go and vote for her.
I remember that.
So she's the one now.
She fought
Governor Yaya Bello that was calling himself White Lion. She's a fighter. She was not saying that, you know, she's like a daughter to me because I can give birth to her. Say, look at this one. How is she your daughter?
It's just sad. Like, we shouldn't. These are supposed to be the leaders of
women in this.
I understand, if we are having celebrities doing all this sort of stuff, they're celebrities. I understand, even if it's not like a good thing, but I understand sometimes it's good publicity for them. Good publicity, bad publicity, they always say. I understand it takes their rating high, but you guys are representing the country, you're representing the whole nation. Like, I expect better for me.
It's really sad, and he's going to get what he's searching for.
No, I think he's going to go away with it.
It's the audacity, because you know, he has the backing of the president, he's doing his bidding, anything he's he brings to the Senate, not just approve. And you know, it's a game to them. If not, in a sane country, how can he be Senate president?
Rashida? Oh my god,
you know, off your mind. It was him.
I know. Let's solve this problem. We have digressed.
Now you digress us.
He was asking, should he send her? Please send her, since you are an Ingrid. Since you have decided to be an Ingrid, send her. Somebody that helped you to breed another branch, you have decided. See, even if you don't send her, that business will soon crash. Because I think that's the pillar of...
It shall crash.
That's the pillar of your business. And you want to send away the pillar of your business. You don't know the prayer. You don't know the hard work that she has put in. And he said that they were running it together before. For 5 years they were dating, running together. So she must have given him some good tips. She must have. So now that God is lifting you up, you don't know the blessing that she's carrying that is making you succeed. You want to send her away because you want your friends to come and be fornicating.
As in it?
because of friends to fornicate. You know, men used they used to be very loyal to their friends. Oh God, a woman.
Let's not go there. You said we digress. We are going to digress more. So leave that talk.
A woman will betray her friend. No. She let everything scatter. She does not care.
She will betray her friend. She will betray her family.
But you see, men, they will never, even if their sister is bad, is fire that they are entering.
You are going far. A man will be loyal to one man that is across the ocean in another part of the world. I leave you here. Yes. Because he thinks he might do the same thing in future and he want the support of fellow men. Talk more of a friend here. You see, men, you say, but didn't know. He knew. See, you see, a woman will get married. You know that rubbish that they do in northern Nigeria now. You get married and you change your sim.
I saw somebody say that.
Please.
Somebody tweeted that it is common sense for a woman to throw away her sim card when she's getting married, but women will make an issue out of it. That's how one girl came out and said, yes, I totally agree with you. It is common sense for her to throw away. You know, it is common sense for her to throw away all her connections, business partners, all the people that have made her successful in her life. It is common sense for her to throw it away. But you, it is not common sense for you to throw your own away, you know, because it's not
right.
See, let us.
Rashida, see, please. See. Thank God. Before we forget, our lovely listeners, with all this wahala that Rashida keeps bringing all the time, need to rest.
Yeah, you're very quick to say we need to rest, insist.
We need to. Rashida needs to rest. You know, she's the street person. It's not easy to gather all this thing. We need to rest.
No, it's just so right, guys, for us this Ramadan.
It's right.
Let us go Ramadan. And,
yeah, it's a spiritual period.
Pray.
We might. If Rashida, in her good heart, using her good heart, maybe the last week of Ramadan, we might come back, which I doubt. But guys, we'll be going for Ramadan break.
Yeah.
We need the spirit.
It's just 3 weeks. We'll be back. Don't miss us too much.
You have a lot of episodes that you can go back and re-listen listen if you haven't. So that's it, guys. We need to go and connect with our God.
Inshallah. You know, we need to
be spiritual. We need to
tell
pray.
More good stories.
Yes.
You need to ask God to miracles.
You see this chef all that Rashida was imagining. He needs Ramadan.
I need to go.
So guys, thank you very much. Thank you. I will be the one to announce. This brings us to the end of the episode. It sounds weird coming from me, Rashida. Please do your thing. It's not me. Do your thing.
Yes, it's takeover. I've dropped my mic. Immediately I drop this mic like this, you know that I'm done talking.
Thank you guys for listening thus far. We pray that you have a fulfilling Ramadan. And if you are not partaking in Ramadan and you have friends, you can help them in the prayer. May Allah answer all our prayers. May it be a good one for all of us. May we come out of it better people. We wish you all the best. While we take this break, I hope you guys take the break to, you know, understand your deen, connect with family and friends. Thank you so much for being there. Ramadan Mubarak from us once again. Have a lovely one. Do all the good things for us. It's at thechillsisterspodcast.com.